You know, if underneath your tree, if you're one of those lucky kids that sees a big box, maybe even an envelope, right, that says tail greeter on it, you know that it's a good Christmas. Excited to have on the line. And this is one of the kind of coolest, but most basically awesome businesses out there. He's the CEO and co-founder of tailgreeter.com, Nick Akrup. Nick, welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dan. How are you doing today?
I am doing okay. It has been, I got kind of dragged kicking and screaming into this whole Christmas thing. You know, it was kind of a shock. You know, Patrick started playing the Christmas bumpers and I was like, I don't know if I'm ready, you know, but it took a little while.
I agree.
I feel ready, right? So here's the thing. You know, the Bears don't always gift us with positivity or successful winning seasons. And we always talk about it. You know, you may not win the game, right? But you can always win the tailgate. And I want people to know, like WGN listeners to know, this is a homegrown business that is Small Business Saturday, right, coming up tomorrow, that is active all across the country, and some of the biggest and best parties are at tailgreeter.com. Talk about how you and Mirko came up with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Slightly selfishly is really the only way to put it. You know, we growing up experienced a lot of cool different tailgates and different pregame events in general. So the more fun we had, the more we wanted to make that accessible to as many people as possible. So we set out to create the site where we went around the country. We're now in over 100 locations, picked the biggest, the best, the coolest experiences all over the country, and then listed them on the Tailgreeter website in a fashion similar to Airbnb. So you've got some pictures and a description, and we asked them to let people know what separates them from other tailgates, what kind of food they serve, how long they'll be out there, how far of a walk it is from the stadium, if the bathrooms are public or private, a whole bunch of other things that really that make it a fun experience for anybody with a whole bunch of different options.
It's a public service. You're doing the people's work, Nick, because you think about this is, you know, for those people that want to have a good time and want to find, you know, there isn't always an opportunity to really connect. And that's really what it's all about, right? Is it connecting people that want to have a good time with people that are providing that, putting them together. You mentioned the Airbnb. It's a really great example of what it is. And so on the football side, you know, the Bears, we mentioned it. You got a great one here with the bus, and that's at tailgreeter.com. That is an experience that you can always win. But, you know, you got up in Green Bay, you got Arrowhead, you're all over the place, you know, with that.
Yep.
On the football side, but it isn't just football, right? Because you did, you know, a bunch with George Strait, right? A concert, Taylor Swift, the biggest tour on the planet. And you guys did that too.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw an opportunity where these guys were hosting just such cool experiences for all football games. And then, of course, there are concerts and different events that are going on at these stadiums when football games maybe aren't in season. So that kind of took on a life of its own. So now we provide experiences all over the country, again, for everything from racing to concerts, festivals, football, both college and pro, just about anything people would like to get together with a group of like-minded individuals before the event.
Bowl games, for sure. I know that the Cure Bowl is coming up, and we'll definitely have more of that at WGN. And then, of course, you got the Super Bowl coming up. And I saw the ads for the Rolling Stones are coming to Soldier Field. In my mind, the first thing I thought wasn't like, hey, what are they going to be playing? Number one, it was actually, are they going to survive? I hope they'll all stay alive and still be alive over the summer.
I went to their farewell tour about 10 years ago.
Well, they're back, right? And but now my first thought was tailgating. You got to do a tailgate for that.
Absolutely. In Chicago, we've got an amazing lineup this year with concerts already announced. It was like Kenny Chesney coming in, Metallica's coming in, a whole bunch of other bands that really, Rolling Stones, of course. But big draws in a wonderful city to experience a concert in, Soldier Field especially. And we'll be out there. We'll be out there making sure everybody has a good time beforehand as well.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that. And, of course, encourage people to get a Tailgreeter gift certificate, right? And that's the way to really show you care, right, is that you give people the gift of a good time, right? You know, you give them that package that says party. So, all right, Nick, as we let you go, give the website. I think it's tailgreeter.com. So, but social media-wise, where people can kind of keep up with all the fun.
Absolutely. The handle is Tailgreeter, TailGreeter on all social media platforms, and tailgreeter.com. The mobile app is also available on both Google and iPhones. So come on out and have a good time.
One of those great businesses, not so small, giving big and great times. And Nick, thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks so much, Dane. Appreciate you guys.